Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Time Stops With You by Nia Arthurs is a contemporary romance novel published in English as a self-published title, as reader-facing descriptions and catalog listings position it as an emotional, character-driven love story with diverse pairings that align with the author's stated focus on BWWWM and AMBWW romances. The central relationship follows Nardi and Cullen, with Cullen portrayed as a wealthy, highly intelligent man living with a terminal illness and a long-practiced habit of keeping people at emotional distance. Against that premise, the novel leans into high-stakes intimacy, how love forms when time feels limited, how guarded people negotiate trust, and how grief and hope can coexist in the same day. Early reader reactions frequently describe a strong emotional pull, moving between humor and heartbreak, and emphasize the intensity of feelings the story evokes. As a result, the book's purpose is less about external plot mechanics and more about exploring vulnerability, connection, and the costs and gifts of loving someone when loss is not theoretical but impending. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Love Under a Deadline and the Weight of Terminal Illness, a defining element of Time Stops With You, is its romantic tension rooted in a clock that cannot be negotiated. With Cullen described as terminally ill, the relationship does not begin from a place of endless possibility, but from an awareness that time is precious and uncertain. That framing changes the emotional math of everyday moments, turning small gestures into meaningful choices and forcing both characters to confront what they want and what they fear. In romances that use illness as a central reality, the narrative often explores competing instincts, the desire to hold on versus the impulse to push away to spare someone pain. The book fits that tradition by using the illness premise to heighten intimacy and to test whether love can be chosen even when the future is compromised. Reader responses highlight the story as tear-provoking and intense, suggesting the novel aims for emotional realism in how fear, hope, and attachment collide. Rather than treating the illness as a mere twist, it functions as the conditions under which trust and commitment must be built, shaping pacing, vulnerability, and the stakes of every decision. Secondly, Guarded Hearts, Emotional Distance, and the Slow Work of Trust. Cullen is commonly characterized as someone who keeps people at a distance, and that guardedness becomes one of the book's primary relationship obstacles. In emotional romance, the most consequential barriers are often internal rather than logistical pride, self-protection, and the belief that needing someone is dangerous. Time Stops With You uses this dynamic to build a slow unfolding of trust, where closeness is earned through repeated moments of honesty rather than a single grand declaration. The terminal illness premise intensifies this pattern because it can provide a socially acceptable reason to withdraw, even when withdrawal also reflects deeper habits of control and fear. Nardi, as the partner drawn into his orbit, is positioned to challenge the rules he lives by, not through perfect persuasion, but through consistency and emotional presence. Reviews that mention laughing, crying, and feeling deeply point to a story that allows characters to be messy and reactive while still moving toward connection. The result is a romance where vulnerability is not decorative, but the central transformation: learning to be seen, to accept care, and to risk attachment even when it hurts. Thirdly, Grief as an Active Force in the Relationship. Grief in Time Stops With You is not only an ending-shaped emotion, but a present tense condition that influences how the characters interact long before any final loss. Reader commentary frequently notes that the grief feels real, which suggests the novel treats sorrow as layered and unpredictable rather than tidy. In this kind of romance, grief can appear as anger, stubbornness, avoidance, sudden tenderness, or even humor used as a coping tool. And the book's emotional swings described by readers align with that experience. The narrative interest comes from how love develops alongside anticipatory grief, the ache of knowing something will change, the guilt it can accompany happiness, and the fragile permission to enjoy what is available now. When grief is written as a living presence, it also tests communication, because partners may grieve differently and still need each other. By centering these emotional realities, the book offers a romance arc that is less about winning someone over and more about learning how to hold joy and pain at once. That duality is a key reason the story is remembered as emotionally affecting. Fourthly, Secrets, Honesty, and the Cost of Self-Protection. Several reader reactions emphasize truths, lies, deceit, and secrets, pointing to a narrative where information is controlled and revelations matter. In an angsty contemporary romance, secrecy usually serves two functions. It creates plot pressure, and it exposes character psychology. The act of keeping something back can be framed as protection, but it also blocks intimacy and prevents a partner from giving informed consent to the shape of the relationship. With a terminal illness in the background, secrecy can become even more ethically charged. because withholding reality may be intended to spare pain while actually concentrating harm later. Time stops. With you appears to use this tension to explore the line between privacy and concealment, and to ask what love requires in terms of openness. When secrets unravel, the consequences are rarely only about the facts revealed, but about what those choices communicate: mistrust, fear of burdening someone, or a need to control outcomes. By treating honesty as a relationship skill rather than a single confession, the book supports its broader theme that real closeness demands risk, and that self-protection can be its own form of loss. Romance with Diverse Pairing Expectations and Emotional Specificity, Time Stops With You, is presented in the context of Nia Arthur's broader focus on BWWWW romances. And this positioning matters because it signals a commitment to diverse romantic leads within mainstream contemporary romance frameworks. For many readers, representation is not only about who is paired with whom, but about whether the characters are allowed full emotional range: desire, softness, anger, humor, and complicated need. The book's reputation as deeply emotional suggests it prioritizes interiority and feeling over stereotype, giving the protagonist space to be specific individuals rather than symbols. It also places the story within a sub-community of romance readers who seek both the comforts of the genre and the freshness of different cultural and interpersonal dynamics. Additionally, mentions of the farmhouse suggest a connected setting or recurring backdrop across the author's work, which can enrich the reading experience by offering a familiar emotional world even when couples change. In that sense, the novel's distinctiveness comes from blending recognizable romance beats, billionaire-style high stakes, and angsty intimacy with a clear emphasis on diverse leads and cathartic emotional payoff. In conclusion, Time Stops With You is best suited for romance readers who want an intense, character-centered story where the emotional stakes are as important as the romantic ones. If you enjoy angsty contemporary romance, billionaire-flavored circumstances, and relationships shaped by real vulnerability rather than light banter alone, this book is positioned to deliver a strong, cathartic experience. Readers who are comfortable with themes of terminal illness and grief, including anticipatory grief, will likely find the narrative especially resonant, since the love story is built around limited time and the courage it takes to embrace connection anyway. The practical value of the novel is emotional rather than instructional. It invites reflection on honesty, on how self-protection can damage intimacy, and on the ways people try to love well when the future feels unstable. What helps it stand out within contemporary romance is its combination of high emotion, humor threaded through pain, as readers report, and the author's stated commitment to diverse romantic pairings in a genre crowded with familiar premises. The book differentiates itself by leaning into feeling, using secrets and distance as meaningful character obstacles, and placing love and loss in the same frame without minimizing either. If you would like to support Nia Arthur's, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.